Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
Joined right before Friday morning practice by Sage Karam, driving the Smart Stop Self Storage. I'm looking at his fire suit, so I get that right. This weekend here in Toronto. I know you haven't been able to obviously get any practice in before this weekend. Have you been able to, you know, do any simulator, any iRacing to at least kind of, you know, refamiliarize yourself with the street course game?
Well, I've done a bunch of iRacing like in the past with the IR18 on all different types of circuits, you know. Unfortunately, iRacing doesn't have Toronto, you know. It's like the one street circuit that, you know, they have Long Beach and Detroit. Yeah. So I drove quite a few laps with this car on those tracks. But yeah, I needed Toronto and it didn't have it. So that was kind of a concern. And the last time I drove in Toronto was in 2013 in Indy Lights. Yeah. So I didn't even race here in 2015 when I was with Ganassi. So it's been quite a bit. And, you know, they changed the last section since I've been here. It used to be a bit quicker and I think wider as well. Now it's a bit tighter and slower, but it's, you know, bumpy and off camber. And, you know, there's a lot of elements to the last section. So that's going to probably be the hardest part of the track for me to figure out since it's new to me. Everything else is pretty similar. I did the track walk yesterday and it was pretty good. And then on Wednesday before I came here, I was able to actually get down to the Chevrolet simulator in Charlotte. And they have Toronto. So I was actually able to run some laps, and Max was there as well. So I got to see how he went about things, and then I got to go in for the rest of the day, the afternoon, and drive that. And it went well, but, you know, obviously simulators, there's no fear factor and stuff like that. So it's I think it's probably a lot easier just to get in a sim and just go 100% rather than in real life. So I mean, it went well on the sim, but then again, like, you don't really know until you actually just get out in the real car and just go do it. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I think that the team's been really good as far as like keeping expectations in check, and you know, they've been reminding me like, hey, listen, like, we know this has been a long time for you out of the car, just go do your thing, go drive. And you know, I think they understand the circumstances and that this is probably not the most ideal track to make your road course return back at, and they understand that. But I think, you know, we're coming into this as a team with, this is a stepping stone of, you know, maybe bigger things down the road. So, you know, we just got to hope that the weekend goes well and I can do my job to the best of my ability, work with the engineers, the team, help develop the car, and, you know, hopefully when things, if things go well and we can parlay it maybe into some more races this year and keep growing that relationship, and hopefully with Smart Stop as well. You know, it's good to have new sponsors coming into IndyCar, and I've been saying, you know, I've been getting a lot of interviews this weekend since it's my return, and I've been saying it's good to have a new sponsor in IndyCar, but it's also good when they're associated with me because then I get to go drive. So you know, that's the name of the game, and it's been a long time waiting to get back in an IndyCar other than the Indy 500. So I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm just like, I'm like ready to go. I'm so excited. And, you know, it's like Christmas. It was like Christmas Eve last night. Like, I couldn't sleep because I was just like excited for the next day and just to get back in the car and just thinking about things, visualizing. And I'm trying to just visualize all the right things, you know, and I'm trying to just get out of my head, like, you know, of anything that I don't want to do and stuff like that. I'm just trying to think positive and positive thoughts and, you know, just visualizing seeing myself doing well and doing good laps. And, yeah, I'm excited. I got my family, girlfriend, you know, managers here, and got a good group of people around.
You got a whole crew up here.
Got a whole crew. Girlfriend's family came too. So, I mean, we got the whole crew, and then we got, a lot of people from Smart Stop Self Storage coming in as well. So we got a good little group here, and, you know, I'm just surrounded by good people that can, you know, keep it nice and calm around here and, you know, keep the focus on the task at hand.
You've been in a lot of situations where you've jumped into different cars at the last minute. Is the challenge, the bigger challenge, the team or the track, or what? What's the biggest challenge of the weekend in a situation like this for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've done, definitely, I've done things where I've jumped in random cars, random times. I mean, even like when I raced ARX, you know, it was something, I've never raced dirt or anything like that, and I jumped into that, and first time I drove dirt was race weekend, so I had to learn that quickly, and you know, we got second place in both races, and that was fun. You know, and I'm missing rounds 3 and 4 this weekend and that as well, so, you know, I'm kind of falling behind in the points there, but, you know, I think Dennis wants me to go do the remaining of that season because I don't think there's any type of conflicts with anything else, so that'll be fun to go do that again. You know, and I've done, when I was at Ganassi, I've jumped into prototype cars and stuff like that at random tracks and picked up on it pretty good. I think for the most part, this will be the hardest challenge out of anything I've done just because the IndyCar is a different type of animal. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult to drive at the top level in it. It takes full commitment and full trust in the car to be able to do that. And, you know, to get that, you need to know it. And I don't know it. You know, I don't know the limits of it or anything really for that matter for road course racing with this car. So it's going to be the first session, you know, I think everybody's only got one set of tires really for the first session that they'll use. But, you know, unfortunately, I won't get the most out of my new tires. My new tires, I'm going to go out. I'm probably going to do 10 to 20 laps figuring the place out, you know. And then by the time I feel, yeah, you know, a little bit comfortable and able to open it up a little bit, you know, the tires are pretty much going to be gone. So, you know, we're not going to be probably anywhere this first session, but more or less this session's just getting the bearings under you and figuring everything out. And then session two, I think, will be a better indication of where we stand. And then, but yeah, the team, they're a newer team, but they're a very, very professional and a good team. They've been around racing a long time over in Europe as well, and they're very, very good in Europe. And just from being around the guys and everything, I can tell that this team in, you know, a year or two is going to be a team that's running up front. It, you know, they just need some, you know, they just need, you know, a driver or two drivers, three drivers, whatever, to that are in, you know, on board with them for a few years to helping develop. And, you know, they got to build that, you know, that relationship with each other. And I think that will go a long way with them. But they're a great team. They've shown speed on road courses. I think they definitely have the road courses a little bit more figured out than the ovals. Yeah, like I said, they're a team that's not going to stop until they figure it out. So I don't think that is the challenge. I think for me, the challenge is the track type. I think, you know, I look at it and if I were to pick, you know, Road America or this to do my first return back, I would have probably said Road America just because there's a lot of runoff and stuff like that, and you can actually you can go over the limit on purpose just to find what is over the limit. Well, here you can't really do that because there's no really room for error here, so finding a limit here is going to be much more difficult. So I'd say the track type is definitely the biggest challenge of this. And yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's there's a lot of question marks really this weekend for me. I'm just going to be trying to check them off, you know, one lap at a time, one corner at a time, and, you know, one session at a time, just getting through everything and at a good speed. And, you know, I think even tomorrow there might be a little chance of rain, so that'll be fun. The only real good thing about doing it on a track like this is that, you know, anything happens on these street course races. I mean, even if you're not the fastest guy, like, you can still do fairly decent on street courses. You just keep your nose clean. I mean, there's a lot of chaos that happens at these things, so you just keep your nose clean, keep the car running, everyone does their jobs. I mean, you can still come away with a good result here, even if you're not thinking you're going to get a good result early in the weekend. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm expecting more of myself than the team is, you know, and I think that's, you know, they've voiced to me that, you know, we know the situation, we know your circumstance, you haven't been in a car in how long and on road course, and we know this is going to be very difficult. So you need to just go out there at your speed, your pace, and learn. And, you know, we don't expect anything crazy. You know, we just want you to go out, learn, have fun, and do your thing. And me, you know, I'm a competitor. I've grown up in sports and being a massive competitor my whole life, you know. So it's always like, if I'm running 19th, I'm not happy with 19th. I want to be 18th. Then if I'm running 18th, I want to be 17th. And do I think I'll be probably towards the bottom of the sheets the first session? Absolutely, you know. But even though I already kind of think that, I'm not going to be happy with it when I see it. You know, I'm going to do everything in my power to get up on the sheet, you know. So, but that's just me. That's just, like, what I expect from myself. So I think I expect more from myself than the team does. And in that aspect, I think is actually good when you come into a team where you're not really just, you know, you're not in a Ganassi, you know. And at Ganassi, it was like every time I strapped into that car, it was like you're expected to win, you know. And it's like, so here, it's like I'm in a whole different world with my situation right now. Of not being in the car for so long, and it's actually kind of nice, you know. And there's not a lot of pressure, and if anything does happen good, like if say I do get in and I do really really well, then it's all just a positive for me, you know. It all just makes it look that much better. So there's really no pressure. It's just go out and have fun.
Sounds like a great weekend to me. You fought really hard to get to this point. You know, I'm sure you've been close to other opportunities at some point in the past couple years. Does that make this weekend that much sweeter, and how much extra motivation does that give you, you know, that you've gotten to this point, you know, for either the rest of this year or, you know, looking forward to, you know, next year and beyond?
Well, I think that plays on the whole me expecting more from myself, just because I know how long it's been, and, you know, people that are on Twitter or the internet and even at the races or teams even, you know, like, they don't see what goes on in a normal day of my life, and they don't see, you know, when we make phone calls to sponsors and we get close and teams, you know, we're close with, and things don't work out. So they don't, you know, nobody sees that. They just see I haven't raced. And you know, we've been through it all. You know, we've had a lot of calls that looked really really positive and like things were going to happen, then all of a sudden things didn't work out. So I mean, there's been a lot of times where we've just been like kicked down, and you know, it would have been very, very easy to pack it in and go get a job and do something else and, you know, maybe just try and keep going back to Indy 1 year, but, you know, one race a year. But, you know, even though I've been at Indy for, you know, one race the last 4 years, even in those 4 years, I've never just accepted that I'm racing one race a year. I've always, 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 whether come off season, in season, anything, always tried to get more. And, you know, it was just a lot of hard work from a lot of people. And, you know, we finally got it. So, you know, that does add to it. You know, I think that's just like, I finally got this opportunity to go show that I belong. It's what I wanted to do. So I want to show that I'm here, but I also don't want to look like an idiot as far as like doing something that is not possible yet. Sure. So like, trying to keep expectations and reality in check and just go do it. It's hard though, when you're so excited and ready to go and been waiting so long. So, That's kind of the hard part, but yeah, I mean, it definitely plays into the whole effect of everything, of, you know, because of the long wait.
So, you know, going back a couple months back to Indy, obviously that was really hard, you know, for you and everybody involved in the team, but you persevered, you got in the race, you had a pretty decent day. What do you take away from that experience?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great day for us, or a great month. Actually, I mean, pretty much everything that could go wrong that month besides like crashing the car like went wrong, you know. So the first 2 days of practice, we didn't really get much time. I got my veteran refresher thing out of the way, and then after that we basically had issues with the car balance and helmet buffeting, and we didn't really run many laps. And the next day we had another mechanical issue that took us out for more than half the day. So then, you know, Indy's no longer a month long, you know, it's not. It's like you got like 4 days of practice, then you're qualifying. So when you miss 2 days, I mean, it's hard. And we basically missed two full days and didn't get any qual sims in really until Fast Friday. And when you get that extra horsepower, it feels like, you know, you're only gaining like 5 mile an hour on the straights, but it feels like you're gaining 500 miles an hour. I mean, it's like massive. And then when you get that and that's going to be your first qual sim, it's kind of sketchy, you know. And if you're not really familiar with usually you set the balance of the car in qual trim before you get the horsepower, so then it's pretty easy, but we didn't get to do that. So I only had like one or two qual sims before the qualifying, so we had no idea what the car was going to do in qualifying. And then obviously the whole ordeal with qualifying happens, and we go through those stressful days, get it into the show, and then in the race, you know, we knew where we were starting. We were running at the back, and we knew if there was a yellow early, we were going to try and come in and top off and maybe make something happen later on in the race. But we made the mistake, I think, of not taking tires when we came in and topped off. There were three guys, I think, that pitted. It was me, Rosenquist, and Marco. And Marco came out in front of me, and I came out in front of Rosenquist, and they all took tires, and I didn't. So Rosenquist got around me pretty early. And tires were such a big thing at Indy this year, and I couldn't get around Marco until his new tire life kind of ran out a little bit and equaled out with mine. But by then, we just kind of lost touch with everybody, and you know, that was kind of what did it for us. And it was kind of a weird Indy, just because, like, you know, you're used to, if you go a lap down at Indy, it's really not a big deal. You'll usually get it back, but we never had an opportunity of getting it back. And of course, when like the one crash happens in turns 3 and 4 there, we pit, you know, like right before that. So like, instead of, you know, if we stay out one more lap, we get our lap back, but we didn't, you know. And you can't really, so basically everything that could go wrong that they did, you know, and we could never get our lap back, and just kind of were stuck. But when we were, you know, when we got a lap down, I was running with Pagenaud and Power, and I was literally just running with them. I mean, like, Power couldn't pass me, and Pagenaud wasn't going anywhere, so the car was fast. We just literally got stuck in strategy and couldn't get out of it. So I mean, it's got nothing to do with the team, it's got nothing to do with how I felt in the car. Just an unlucky day, an unlucky month, to be honest with you. And yeah, I mean, usually I leave that month feeling pretty good, you know, at, like, hey, we showed a lot of speed, a lot of promise, we had a shot to win. But man, we had nothing that day as far as lady luck on our side, and that took us out of it completely.
Well, we're happy you brought the car home in one piece, and, you know, happy to see you back here in Toronto. Best of luck this weekend. You know, we're all pulling for you, and see you out at the track.
Yeah, should be good. I can't wait to get this car on track. It looks really, really good too, by the way. It's like, you know, it's bright. Yeah. My suit's bright. I don't think you can miss me. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be fun. It's, you know, new sponsor on the side of the car with Smart Stop Self Storage. So hopefully they have a good time, enjoy it. And I'm glad to, you know, be with a team like Carlin. You know, they're amazing people, and just learning every day, and every lap I'll be learning for sure. And of course, Chevy, you know, this is another IndyCar race with Chevy. I've only ever been in Chevy cars. So excited to keep growing that relationship and get another race under my belt.
Best of luck this weekend, man.